2 Peter chapter number 3. Sa aklat tayo ng 2 Peter chapter 3. At basahin natin for the reading of God's holy word. We're going to look at 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 hanggang verse number 7. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 hanggang 7, and we're going to read it together. Sabay-sabay nating basahin. All right, 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 to 7 together. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. So lagyan ng bookmark. Actually, well, we're already there, so you don't need to have a bookmark there. We're going to get right into the message. Ang sentral na turo ni Pedro ay patungkol sa mga apostasy or apostate teachers, yung mga bulaang guro. At naalala natin ang chapter 1 ay patungkol sa protection, no? Against apostasy. Yung chapter 2, yan ang description ng apostasy. At yung chapter 3, yan ang destruction ng apostasy. So nasa chapter 3 na tayo. At titingnan natin ang mga turo ni Peter patungkol sa mga last days. And so, dalawa ang kanilang maling obserbasyon. Apostates are in error in two areas. Number one, they are in error concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ. And number two, they're also in error concerning creation and how everything consists according to the Word of God. So they're in error concerning the Word. So ang kanilang kamangmangan ay dulot sa hindi nila alam ang salita ng Diyos. And that's why they're set for condemnation. They're given the Word of God, but they do not pay attention to the Word of God. You know, when God gives you a warning, you should take heed to the warning. And so when God gives you a word from on high, and this is the word from another world, there's nothing more important than the Word of God. This is the treasure of heaven. God gave us a treasure, and it's the Word of God. The most important thing here on earth is the Word of God. And without it, we are nothing. Without it, we would just be apostates. We would just be as ignorant as the apostates are. We would fall into practical apostasy ourselves. And not walk with the Lord or stand against the truth, not continue in the Word. So there are two things that I want to look at. Number one concerns, of course, the last days. The last days. Look over in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 3. Knowing first that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. So anong tawag ni Peter sa kapanahunan natin ngayon? Last days. So we, you know, I know a lot of people are afraid of the virus and the temple scanning and all that. And wow, this is like how it's going to be in the Antichrist time. We're really in the last days now. Well, Peter said we have been in the last days. He's talking about the apostates in his day, and he called it the last days. So, newsflash, we have been in the last days since the birth of Jesus Christ, the first Christmas. That marks the last days. Until now, and until the time that Jesus Christ comes back and raptures us as believers, that will conclude the church age, and it will begin the day of the Lord, and then it goes on into the millennial kingdom, and then it will conclude time here on earth, and everything else will be dissolved, and then we will have the new heaven and the new earth and eternity future, and that will no longer be the last days. That will be the day of God, according to the scriptures. And so anyway, but we've been living in the last days. So ano ang ugali ng mga apostate teachers patungkol sa huling araw? Well, una sa lahat, mali sila sa huling araw. They're in grave error concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ. By the way, go over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Even in the days of Paul. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Oh, do men love their own selves? Well, take selfies. I don't know what they see. Don't worry. Most people that like your page are most likely sitting on a toilet. Don't put a lot of emphasis on your Facebook page, okay? Covetous. Are people covetous today? Yes, they are. Kasakiman, no? Boasters, braggers. Yes. Proud. Does this describe our day? Yes. Blasphemers, yan yung OMG. Mga nagsasabi ng OMG, blasphemer yon. Disobedient to parents. God puts disobedient to parents on the same level as lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters. Unthankful. There's a lot of unthankful people. Unholy. Well, that just look at the television. Look at the internet movies. Unholy. Without natural affection. Alam mo yung nanay, natural sa kanya na mahal niya yung anak niya. Pero ngayon, abortion. There is no natural affection anymore. When you have lawmakers legislating the murder of infants clear up to the day they're born, late-term abortion even, you can terminate the life of a baby within 24 hours after it is born. Why not move up to 13 years after they're born? You don't like them? Turn them in. This is without natural affections. This is where we live. Truce breakers. You know what truce breakers yan yung may kasunduan tayo pero hindi ko ginagampanan ang kasunduan ko. Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. People who put fear on other people. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And so this describes the last days. Are we living in the last days? Yes, we are. And so did Paul and so did Peter live in the last days. So, una, mali sila sa huling araw. Sila ay manlilibak o manunuya. Look at go back to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, they're called scoffers. knowing this verse that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Ano yung scoffer sa Tagalog? Manlilibak. Manunuya. And what are they scoffing about? They're scoffing about the second coming. Well, look, everything's the same. From the beginning of creation, nothing has changed. But complete ignorance. Is everything continuing from the creation? No. There was a major disruption. There's the flood. There's the judgment of sin. And the destruction of the old world. How many people were saved out of the billions of people on earth back then? 8. Do you imagine the forces of the devil almost having victory over the seed promise? All to the point that there was only 8 people saved? Scoffers. Lumalakad ayon sa sariling pagnanasa. That's how they're described. Look at that. Walking after their own lusts. Walking after their own lust. Namumuhay sa masasamang pagnanasa. Oh, don't practice this. This is how apostates behave. Nagsasabi, nasaan ang pangako ng kanyang pagdating? Saying, where is the promise of His coming? Where is the promise of His coming? This is great apostasy error concerning the second coming. So sinasadyang hindi pansinin ang salita ng Diyos. They're purposefully ignoring the Word of God. You know, if you read the Bible, you know what's ahead. Alam mo ang mga susunod na mga kaganapan. Hindi mo kailangan ng mag-explain, basahin mo lang ang Bible, at alam mo ang hinaharap ng mundong ito. At hindi ito ang ating langit. Amen? We live for a better world that's coming. We live for eternity future with the Lord. This life here on earth is just temporary. This is not heaven. Don't live for this world. Don't dig your roots so deep in here. No. Be ready for the rapture of the believer. The blessed hope. The glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, the last day scoffers. They don't believe in the second coming. I hope you do. And can a Christian forget that Jesus is coming back? Yes. You can backslide and practically apostatize where you don't even live for the Lord. You're not living for Him. You're not looking forward to the second coming. I don't want Him to rule and reign. I have my own agenda. Oh, the greatest thing that could happen to the sin-sick world is for Jesus to come back. Because He'll rule and reign and destroy His enemies. So, that's the last day scoffer. Manlilibak sa huling mga araw. And that's the character trait of an apostate. Number 2, ang pangalawang karakteristik ng last day scoffer ay walang kaalaman patungkol sa salita ng Diyos. Ignorance of the Word of God. Ignorance concerning creation. Concerning creation. Let's look at that. Verse number 5. Verse number 5. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God that the heavens were of old. That's by the word of God. So, ang pinag-uusapan dito, creation. Did God create the world? Or did man, or did the world and the universe was created by accident? Are we creationists or are we evolutionists? The Bible says, by the word of God, the heavens were of old. The heavens, plural. Ano yung heavens na pinag-uusapan dyan? go over to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Now last week, pinag-aralan natin yung Word of God at ang kaugnayan ng Word of God sa iba't ibang mga doctrines. Now we're gonna see how Peter links bibliology, the Word of God, with creationism. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of His glory, talking about Jesus Christ, He is the brightness of God's glory. He is the express image of His person. If you want to see the Father, look at the Son, Jesus Christ. Upholding all things by the Word of His power. Did you get that? He upholds all things by the Word of His power. So let me ask you a question. What is keeping Earth fixed in its location? The Word of His power. Kaya pala yung Earth natin hindi lumulutang, hindi na umaalis sa lugar. Imagine yung mundo natin naka-stationary, fix. Ano ang, saan niya pinatong yung mundo natin? Wala. And yet, hindi tayo lumulutang, we're not going anywhere, we're fixed. It's the Word of His power. The people are ignorant of this Word. Look at Genesis. Go over to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And see, here's the thing. If you have a problem with creationism, you're going to have a problem with the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because this the same Lord who created everything is the same Lord who's going to enter in back into His creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse number 6. Genesis chapter number 1 verse number 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So this whole expanse of the universe, we call the universe and earth and the universe, it's all firmament in the Bible. It's waters. And God split the waters among the waters. And He expanded the whole thing. And so we are created by God. Everything is made by God. God made, God created, God formed. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God what? Created. Are you a creationist? God is. Oh, evolution. Scoffers. Oh, the Bible. What does the Bible know? The Bible is a spiritual book. It's good for spiritual instruction. It's not a science book. It's not a textbook for science. So yes, totoo. Ang Bible, hindi siya textbooks ng science. Ano ito? Religious instruction siya. Pero pag may sinasabi yung Bible patungkol sa science, totoo yun. At mali ang science ng ateista. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the word heaven in the English is singular, but in the Hebrew, it is dual, not plural. Dual. Ibig sabihin, dalawa. So, sa Hebrew, merong singular, merong dual, tapos merong plural. Sa English, singular lang, tapos pag higit sa isa, plural. Pero sa Hebrew, meron talagang mga words na dual, pangdalawahan. At nung sinabi dito, in the beginning, God created the heaven. What heaven did He create? Sabi ng modernong salin, God created the universe. No, the word is not universe. The word is heaven. And there are two heavens in Genesis 1:1. There is the physical heaven, yan yung nakikita natin. And there is the spiritual heaven, the throne of God, the angels. When were they created? Right there, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven. And that will include the sphere of the spirit world. The angels were made then. And look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Tingnan mo ang Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. So, creation is not just what we see. He also created the invisible things. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Colossians 1:16. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth or in earth, visible and invisible. So who are the invisible creatures of God? Angels. Absolutely. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. Sa mga anghel kasi may mga rangko yan eh. Kaya tinawag trono, dominions, principalities, powers. May rangko ang mga anghel. O sino ang pinaka mataas na anghel na kinasihan ng Diyos, na nilikha ng Diyos? Siya ang archangel. Sino yon? Si Michael. Sino yung anghel ng liwanag, ng kaluwalhatian ng Diyos, pero bumagsak siya dahil sa pagmamataas? Si Lucifer, tama. Sino yung anghel na mensahero na sinugod ng Diyos para kausapin si Daniel, para kausapin si Mary, si Gabriel? Okay, so may mga rangko yung mga anghel. Merong mga halimaw na anghel na apat ang mukha, na maraming mata, na apat ang pakpak. May mga anghel na parang para silang halimaw na anim ang pakpak. Yung iba, dalawa. Yung mga cherubim, dalawa. Sila, guardian sila. No? And the Bible talks about this. So, but when were they created? When were they created? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And we know that because heaven is physical heaven, what we see, and spiritual heaven, the realm of God. Look at Job 38. Job chapter 38. Job 38, verse number 4. Job chapter 38, verse number 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Who laid the cornerstone thereof? Verse 7. When the morning stars, that's the angels, when the morning stars sang together. Do angels sing? The Bible says they do. All the sons of God shouted for joy. Now, paano sila naging anak ng Diyos? Anghel sila ha? Pero paano sila naging anak ng Diyos? Kasi hindi sila anak ng Diyos sa kaligtasan, katulad natin na Kristiyano. Sila anak ng Diyos dahil sa kalikasan. Nilikha sila ng Diyos. And so they are the sons of God by virtue of creation. Now you and I, if you're a Christian, born again believer, you are a son of God by salvation, by faith. Hindi ho yung mga morning stars sang together. That's different. Those are angels. Angels do sing. They actually sing around the throne of God in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. And they're worshiping the Lord in music, singing unto Him. So people say, well, angels don't sing. They don't know their Bible. You don't know your Bible. The earth in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's talking about land. God created land, one land. and it's fixed. Does the earth move? Well, look at Psalm 93. Does the earth move? Well, science says, yes, the earth moves, revolves around the sun. Yan ang karaniwang naririnig natin. But when you read the Bible, it's totally different. Psalm 93, verse number 1. Psalm 93:1. The Lord reigneth, He is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself. The world also is established. That means it doesn't go anywhere. It's fixed. Established. That it cannot be moved. It's not moving. Ain't nobody moving this world. The center of the firmament and heavens is earth. And we are not, biblically, we are not a planet. Ang definition ng science sa planet, moving object in outer space. We are established and we cannot be moved. And we're not moving. Now everything else around us is. The stars have their course. The sun has... The stars have their circuits. The planets, the moving objects. The sun has its course. When Joshua was in the battle, he prayed that the what? The sun would stand still. So who's moving? The earth or the sun? The sun. But you talk to a scientist today, oh, you're crazy, you Bible believers. No, we know. We have more information. Well, you can believe what you want to believe, but you can't read the Bible and make it say what you want it to say. Ang salita at ang pagkabaha ng daigdig ng luma na daigdig. Do we read that in the Bible? Yes, look at Genesis chapter 7. Go over to Genesis chapter 7. So, just so you know, we don't believe atheistic science, okay? We don't believe in atheistic science. And the Bible, again, it's not a scientific book. But where it speaks about science and geography and history, it is inerrant, without mistake. Look at the old world that was judged. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. So the fountains of the deep bursted and destroyed the land. And the windows of heaven poured out the water. Yan yung physical na baha na nangyari sa mundong ito. Now, may pangako ang Diyos, di ba? Nung matapos yung baha, ano yung pangako niya? Never na niyang uulitin na iwasak ang mundong ito sa pamamagitan ng tubig. Very nice. Ano yung alternative nun? Pero pinangako niya, wawasakin niya ang mundong ito sa pamamagitan ng apoy. And so he'll destroy this world with fire. Let's go back to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Kaya tanungin mo si David. David, is the earth moving? David would say, no, the earth is fixed. Moses, is the earth moving? Is the sun the center of the universe? Moses would say, no. Everything was made from earth, from the earth, and for the earth. Kung makita mo yung pattern ng creation, it started with the heaven and earth, and then it expanded, and he constantly made things for earth. it all serves this purpose. And when Jesus comes to establish His kingdom, He's not going to establish it in the moon. He's not going to establish it in the sun. He's going to establish it in Jerusalem. And when you look at how the continents, they fit like a puzzle. And guess what the center is? Israel. But let's go back to 2 Peter. Chapter number 3, verse 6. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now. Ngayon, sa pamamagitan rin ng salita ng Diyos, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. So there's going to come a time when this world, it will be overwhelmed and flooded by fire. This world's going to be renovated. And scoffers are laughing today. Oh, you Christians, what do you know? When is Jesus coming? You're talking about Jesus coming back, but where is He? It's been going on forever. It's just going to keep on going. Do you think this world is going to keep on going? Sa palagay mo, walang katapusan ng mundong ito? Na magpapatuloy ang mundong ito na ganito? No, the truth is the world is getting worse. COVID ngayon, ano kaya ang 2021? May bagong strain na ng COVID. Pero huwag kayong matakot sa bakterya, sa virus. Kasi hindi yan ang katapusan ng mundo. Ang apoy, ang katakutan mo. Yan ang katapusan ng mundo. Alam mo, ang dami nuclear weapons ngayon sa mundong ito. Kung sumabog lang ang isa, kalahati ng mundo, patay na. Oh. It doesn't look good for those who are not saved. For those who are apostate, yung mga apostate teachers, manlilibak lang sila, pero ignorante sila sa salita ng Diyos. Subalit, sa pagbalik ng Panginoong Jesus, tutunawin niya ang mundong ito sa kanyang apoy at ang salita ng Diyos ay na gagamitin niya, na ginamit niya para i-create ang mundo, ay ang salita ng Diyos na gagamitin niya para wasakin ang mundong ito. Yan ang salita ng Diyos na nagbibigay liwanag sa atin. At hindi ito lilipas magpakailanman. Ang salita ng Diyos will never perish. The world will perish, but the Word of God will never perish. Now, the Bible says it over and over and over again. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. It's repeated 3 times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Same exact words. And so, you think the terra firma is firm? No. The Word of God is firm. And if you want your life to be firm, plant your life in the Word of God. No? I think it was, 2 days ago, may earthquake? No? Na balitaan ninyo yung earthquake sa Bataan? Was it Bataan or Bulacan? Batangas? Sa Batangas? So 6.3, no? Yes. 6.3. Sa what? Madaling araw ba yun? 7 ng umaga, no? So itong mundo natin, akala mo solid? No? Well, this is not firm. The terra firma is not firm. But the Word of God is sure. And you can trust the Word of God. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Ang mundo na nawasak noon ay mawawasak ulit. At ang tanging pag-asa natin, hindi ang kaalaman ng tao, kundi ang salita ng Diyos. Father in heaven, we pray, Lord, that as we live our life, as we go our way, that we would be mindful of the solid and sure Word of God. We thank You for the greatest treasure on earth, Lord, that we have in our possession all of Your words, that we have the capacity to study and to meditate on these truths. Lord, I pray that we would be transformed by the truth of the Word of God. Help us not to rely on atheistic science, unbelieving science, falsely so-called science. Help us to trust in You, Lord, to take You at Your word and exercise that faith in Your word. And Father, we ask that You would forgive us, Lord, for scoffing, Lord, even the day of Your coming. We look forward to that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior. Lord, we do pray that You will come and rule and reign on earth, Lord, establish Your kingdom, that we may rule and reign beside You as kings and priests because of the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank You for that wonderful privilege. Help us to live for You in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.